Egypt's presidential race officially kicks off on Saturday. More than a dozen contenders have emerged in what many Egyptians anticipate could be their most exciting presidential election ever. Still, many Egyptians fear that those in power will try to manipulate the process to ensure a candidate of their choosing wins. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson has that story from Cairo.
At 41, Khaled Ali is the youngest Egyptian vying to be his country's next president. Hundreds of supporters turned out last night to hear this labor lawyer announce his candidacy in downtown Cairo. Many are students and activists who were on the front lines of the popular uprising that forced out the last Egyptian president, Hosni Mubarak, a year ago. Khaled Ali says whoever is elected must be more accountable to Egyptians than Mubarak, who spent nearly 30 years in that post. Khaled Ali vows that if he's elected, he'll empower impoverished Egyptians and defy the ruling generals and other Mubarak allies still wielding power here. The fact Khaled Ali can announce his candidacy, let alone openly speak out against the establishment, shows how much things have changed since last year's revolution.
We've never had a race like this in Egypt.
Isander El-Amrani is the Cairo-based author of the blog The Arabist.
Even the last presidential election, where you did have a couple of token opponents to Hosni Mubarak, it was always clear who was going to win. Here it is excitement because there's uncertainty.
Egyptian historian Mahmoud Sabet says what's helping make this a real race is that the Muslim Brotherhood, which dominates parliament, and the ruling military council have not so far backed any candidates.
Even if you're going to have a certain political infighting behind closed doors, at least it's various factions fighting each other. It's not the one-party state imposing the candidate who has been chosen through a system where the population has absolutely no say in any way.
The candidates emerging so far represent a broad spectrum of ideologies and experience. Some are political veterans like Amr Moussa, who is the former Secretary General of the Arab League. Many here view the 75-year-old as the front-runner. He is widely respected as a politician and is a staunch supporter of the revolution. But whether this secular candidate will appeal to Islamists, who make up a vital voting bloc, remains to be seen. Another politician-turned candidate is Ahmed Shafiq. Egyptians associate him with the old regime and ruling generals. He was the last prime minister under Mubarak and a senior commander in the Air Force. Another leading contender is an Islamist, Abdelmonem Aboulfatouh, an Egyptian physician and former liberal leader within the Muslim Brotherhood. He was expelled from the movement for choosing to run in the presidential race. But analysts say he remains popular with many Islamists and secular Egyptians. The only repeat candidate is Ayman Nour, a former lawmaker who was jailed after challenging Mubarak in the 2005 election. He was the first runner-up, although he only received 7% of the vote, according to official counts. The lone female candidate seeking the presidency so far is Buthaina Kamel, a former TV presenter. She's been traveling across Egypt since last spring to garner support. Kamel predicts the candidate field will narrow considerably after the registration period ends in April. She says that's because getting 30,000 voter signatures or the backing of 30 members of parliament will be difficult, if not impossible, for most candidates. Another hurdle, says candidate Ayman Nour, is the judges the ruling military council have appointed to run the elections. Nour argues their decisions can't be challenged, given that the same rules that ensured Mubarak's re-election time and again still apply. Nor is it clear exactly when the elections will be held. Critics of the ruling generals want the polls held quickly to force them to hand over power to civilian authorities. But the generals have balked at changing their planned date for the elections, which is the end of June. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.